Good morning, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Vero Beach is observing its 90th anniversary this year. It was incorporated in 1919. Even though that was 90 years ago, folks around Vero still aren't sure where the name of the town came from. Pam Cooper, the Florida History and Genealogy Librarian at the Indian River County Main Library, has been searching and researching the name Vero for at least a dozen years. And she's found numerous theories. She's been able to discount a lot of them, including the most popular one, which is that the name came from the wife of pioneer settler Henry Gifford, that her name was Vera. Her name really wasn't Vera, right, Pam?
Absolutely right. Her name was Sarah. She is credited for giving us the name of Vero. It's not been proven exactly. Her son published in many publications that because she knew Latin and because she wanted the town to be known as a place of truth, that was a word that she felt should be chosen.
Because truth in Latin is veritas?
Exactly. There was a lot of situations going on at that time. One of the things that I found in the newspapers of the early 1890s was the railroad tracks that were being laid down by Flagler. There were letters to the editor. Veritas and Progress were two people. We don't know who they were, but they were living in the Vero Beach area.
Their letters to the editor were signed Veritas?
Exactly. Veritas wanted to know where Flagler was going to lay down the tracks. Was it going to be on the mainland or on the barrier island? And he wanted the truth. The biggest change in our history is when the railroad came through. The citrus industry was all over on the barrier island. When the train came down, they decided, well, I guess we better pick up and move over to the mainland so that we can get closer to the tracks.
Back to Vero. Another theory was that the railroad required all the train stops to have names of no more than four letters.
That wasn't right. I found the actual postal regulations from that time period, and it only said that they wanted a short one word. They did not say anything about four letters. There were towns all over, Sebastian, Roseland, Toledo, Reims. None of those were four letters.
So what do you think? What is your best theory about where the name Vero came from?
Definitely Sarah Gifford. I feel quite confident that she did provide the word. Her husband did sign the post office application. She did know Latin. She wanted everybody to know that our town was a place of truth. Who knows what was going in her mind at that time? We got a lot of publications. We got brochures that actually say that Vero was a place of truth.
The postal application says Vero Beach, but the V looks like it replaced a Z, which would have made it Zero Beach, which legions of teenagers have called this town anyway.
Yeah, that's correct. It was really a shock to me when I pulled up the application and I saw that really heavy V that was written over the Z. It was so obvious. The postmaster must have thought that he heard the word Zero. Nobody ever heard of Vero.
So it's just possible that the postmaster way back then was going to name our town Zero Beach.
I'm afraid so.
In the teens, the town was also known as Vigorous Vero.
The newspapers actually decided that this is a place that was growing really fast. We're going to call them Vigorous Vero, and that was a column in the St. Lucie County Tribune.
And it's now the town of Vero Beach, now a city, is 90 years old. That was Pam Cooper, Florida History and Genealogy Librarian at the Indian River County Library in downtown Vero Beach. Not Zero Beach and not Vigorous Vero, at least not officially. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.